Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is The Pleasure of Ruins by Gregory Whitehead. Thank you for listening.
In the following program, writer and radio artist Gregory Whitehead creates a new age incantation using the names of obliterated civilizations. Angkor, Byblos, Constantinople. It's what Whitehead calls a slow-paced voicing of ruins. Gradually transformed by closely timed razor interruptions, it becomes a ruin of voices. And something more? A pleasure? The Pleasure of Ruins by writer and radio artist Gregory Whitehead.
Angkor, Baalbek, Babylon, Bindin, Byblos, Constantinople, Ryberg, Famagusta, Hierapolis, Monte Alban, Nineveh, Persepolis, Stokes, Angkor, Baalbek, Babylon, Bindin, Byblos, Constantinople, Ryberg, Famagusta, Hierapolis, Monte Alban, Nineveh, Persepolis, Stokes, Angkor, Baalbek, Babylon, Bindin, Byblos, Constantinople, Ryberg, Famagusta, Hierapolis, Monte Alban, Nineveh, Persepolis, Stokes, Angkor, Baalbek, Babylon, Bindin, Byblos, Constantinople, Ryberg, Famagusta, Hierapolis, Monte Alban, Nineveh, Persepolis,
Don't look.
Angkor, Baalbek, Babylon, Bindin, Byblos, Constantinople.
Every individual's variant complex creates that voice.
Nineveh.
It's completely blind because it lives without the daylight.
Oh my God.
Angkor, Baalbek, Babylon, Bindin, Byblos, Constantinople, Berg, Famagusta, Hierapolis, Monte Alban, Nineveh.
Unidentifiable, the inaudible, the non-musical, and the unlistenable.
Angkor,
The pleasure of ruins is not just a sensation.
There's a diaphragm and a stylus.
Isn't that something?
Quick, over here, I found something. It's alive. I think it's alive. The pleasure.
We shall continue our way walking.
What did it feel like? Over here.
I'm coming.
Look.
Where?
Up those stairs. I think it's alive.
What's it doing?
I don't know.
I've never seen anything like it.
Oh my God.
It's alive.
The way and the stress of our use.
Oh.
There's a diaphragm and a stylus.
Look at the way it's moving. It's...
Control yourself.
It's... The pleasure!
Most leading archaeologists now agree that the pleasure of ruins is not just a sensation, but rather an autonomous entity in itself. In fact, it was right over there, up those stairs, that the pleasure was last sighted by a young colleague of mine. So we know the pleasure is out there. What we're trying to discover now is what it's made of, and perhaps most importantly, what it wants.
It's alive.
Now we are on the great mountain. This is the highest point on our walking way.
Tempted to describe it as the unidentifiable, the inaudible, the...
Don't look.
We found it.
No.
It's...
Control yourself.
It's... The pleasure!
Come back.
It's...
Control yourself.
It's... The pleasure! The pleasure!
Sure, come on. is everywhere, the pleasure of wounds. Monument for mankind, the world is full of phantoms. Mirror is everywhere, the pleasure of wounds. Monument for mankind, the world is full of pleasures. Famagos are everywhere, the pleasure of ruins. Monument for mankind, the world is full of phantoms. Babylon is everywhere, the pleasure of ruins.
You just heard The Pleasure of Ruins by Gregory Whitehead, broadcast by New American Radio.